USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Now that Russia has started a full-scale invasion of Ukraine, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on Fox News, this didn't have to happen.
Vladimir Putin didn't change. American leadership changed. And the sanctions I've seen so far, heck, one of the two banks they sanctioned, a bank called VEB, was already under sanctions. I promise you, Putin saw that, and what he reads in that is green light. President Biden needs to get back out in front of this, reestablish deterrence, and demand that our European partners do exactly the same thing.
Just today, at least 60 people have already been killed in Russia's attack on Ukraine, according to an advisor to Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky. The number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits fell to a 52-year low after another decline in jobless aid applications last week. Jobless claims fell by 17,000 to 232,000, according to the Labor Department. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard, we're here with Nancy B., who's a longtime user of Revive One. Nancy, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
Well, my husband has a lot of pain in his back, and believe me, we've tried a million things. I have so many things on the counter. I've had prescriptions. I've had all kinds of things. But this really, really does relieve the pain on his shoulder and his back. And now I've got a little bursitis in my hip, and I've been using that too, and I'm so pleased. I tell people to please try this product because it really, really works.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
More boosters may be on the way, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Katie Lewis.
Federal health officials and medical experts are mulling the potential need for a fourth COVID-19 vaccine, but many don't agree whether another booster is needed. A senior Biden administration official tells Axios that the federal government is planning to test new vaccines combining multiple COVID strains to determine what will offer the broadest coverage against future strains. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Ford Motor Company is recalling nearly a quarter million heavy pickup trucks in the U.S. because the drive shafts can fracture and cause a loss of power. The recall covers certain F-250 and F-350 Super Duty pickups from the 2017 through 2022 model years. The trucks have gasoline engines and aluminum drive shafts. Heat and noise insulators below the body can loosen and touch the drive shaft. The shaft can fracture, causing a power loss or total loss of control if it hits the ground. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the radio listener's square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Moderna. Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine brought in nearly $7 billion in the final quarter of 2021, and the drug maker says it signed purchase agreements for another $19 billion in sales this year. The vaccine maker's COVID-19 shots, which are now available in more than 70 countries, totaled $17.7 billion in sales last year, the first full year on the market. Taking advantage of coronavirus, Moderna earned $12.2 billion compared to a net loss of $747 million the year previous. On top of those numbers for 2022, analysts forecast a $21.5 billion profit for Moderna. Major League Baseball has stated they will begin canceling regular season games if the league and Major League Baseball Players Association can't come to terms on a new collective bargaining agreement by Monday. The games will not be made up and players would not be paid full season salaries. Major League Baseball said a deadline is a deadline, missed games are missed games, and salaries will absolutely not be paid for those games. It is the first time Major League Baseball has publicly said it would shorten the season if a new deal isn't reached by the deadline. Citing health concerns, the league said it wants about 4 weeks of spring training, hence its Monday deadline. Opening day was initially scheduled for March 31st. The sides remain far apart on a new agreement. The union is likely to pull expanded playoffs off the table if players can't be paid for a full season salary. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.